John. How are you? How you doing?
Good. Good to be with you guys.
Right. Excellent. Thanks for being with us. John, just looking at the Patriots through the first two games, what stands out to you for them being different maybe than what you saw when you were preparing for last year's AFC title game?
Oh, well, not much. I mean, just as far as their style and everything, it's the same team. They're just tremendously good. You know, that's the thing that I look at. I think they're improved, even over last year's team, as good as they were last year, being a Super Bowl team, AFC champion. They've done a great job with the draft, bolstering their team. They brought a few guys in. They always do, and they've done it again. Hello?
How far back does your relationship with Bill Belichick go?
Well, he may not remember this, but originally probably around, no, let's say 90, 91, 92, somewhere in there, he was coaching the Browns, and he came at the University of Cincinnati when I was a young coach there, and he was scouting some of our players, and we had a chance to sit down and talk about those guys, and he and Scott O'Brien were real close, and Scott O'Brien and I, you know, Scott was a mentor for me coming up early on there, and always has been, actually, and so we had that connection, and that was where, you know, that's where I first met him. I mean, obviously, I was just in awe of the man at the time, you know, probably hadn't changed too much.
John, what is it about your defense that maintains players like Ed Reed and like Ray Lewis, who get up there in age? Ed was even talking about the fact that, you know, you don't play forever in this league, but they seem to be defying age. What is it year after year after year that makes them play it, not just play, but play at a high level?
Well, I mean, to me, those guys deserve the credit for that. You know, it's them. You know, they're incredibly talented. They love football. They know the game inside and out, and they work very hard at staying young. That's probably the fountain of youth, is hard work, and they work extremely hard to take care of themselves.
What has James Ahedebo brought to your team?
Well, you know, he's helped us. We had a little bit of a need there at safety, and he's really a good special teams player. He fits our style just like he fits the Patriots style. I think we're both similar defenses in terms of being determined to be very physical and determined to be very disciplined. And we like smart players, and so he fits that mode.
And can you sort of maybe elaborate on what he did for you on Sunday, just in terms of the injury situation you had and him stepping in?
Yeah, I mean, he stepped right in. He's, you know, I've been here for a couple of weeks, and he stepped right in. We didn't have to, you know, limit anything we did defensively, call-wise, and he played well.
And where does that situation, what is the status of that situation at this time preparing for this game in terms of the availability of Pollard?
We'll just have to wait and see. I'm not sure what that is right now. We'll have to get through the day and see where we're at, and then at the end of the day, we'll have a category for him in terms of how much he practices.
Coach, I'm just wondering, I mean, you have a long history with special teams, and how have you seen the expectations on field goal kickers change over the years in regard to making them? I mean, specifically, this past week, there's a lot of emphasis because Gostkowski missed a 42-yarder, and have you seen expectations change with regard to field goal kickers and how maybe an assumption they should make every one?
That's an interesting proposition. They, if you look at the numbers historically, you know, they've made more and more, you know, over the last 10, 20, 25 years. I mean, if you look back in the 70s, what were they making, 60%, something like that? Lou Groza, what was his average probably? I'm going to say it was around 50 to 60% maybe tops, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, Jan Stenerud's in the Hall of Fame, and I think he's 65%.
Yeah, so that probably speaks to what you're talking about. I'm always amazed by these guys and how good they are and what they're capable of doing.
Are they unfair expectations?
Well, it's all relative, you know. I mean, it's a tough league, and there's a lot of good ones out there, and the competition is stiff. And you know, the guys who are kicking in this league, every single one of them are very, very good at what they do.
John, there's been a lot of talk about the tempo of the games this week after what happened in several of the games with the officiating. When a game slows down, do you ever worry about the tempo, players losing their rhythm when a game goes on 3.5-4 hours?
No, they, you know, it's not something that we can do anything about, so I just don't even make it a consideration.
As you've been studying the Patriots, what has stood out to you on Chandler Jones?
Well, he's I'm impressed with how well he's been coached and how disciplined he is and how the attention to detail that he plays with for a rookie. He's obviously tremendously gifted, but I think that they've done a great job of bringing him along so quickly.
When you mention attention to detail at that position, what would be an example of that that maybe made you cite that attention to detail?
I would say the way he plays his run fits, you know, it would be probably something that a lot of young guys, his consistency with that has just been excellent.
Along those same lines, what does Art Jones bring to your team?
Oh, okay, the Art Jones-Chandler Jones.
There you go.
There's a connection.
Catch up right there.
Well, he's a great guy, and it's a great family, right? To their credit to their parents and what they've accomplished. I mean, you've got one of the top, probably the top fighter in the world. You've got two NFL football players, both playing at an incredibly high level, who had great college careers, and they're just great people, you know. And Art's a hard worker. He's an upbeat guy. He's always got a smile on his face. He's a pleasure to be around. You know, all those things that make for success in life, you know, Art has. And we met Chandler in the draft, and he was the same. So we met John. He's been to a few of our games, and he's the same. So really neat family.
John, Bill, excuse me, Bill was discussing your increased use of the no huddle. Can you talk about your decision to go in that direction?
Oh, I don't know. What would I talk about? What would you want to hear about?
Why you're doing it and how successful it's been.
We're doing it, and it was more successful in the first game than the second game, probably. More successful in the first half of the last game than the second half.
Okay.
And what was the impetus to maybe introduce that maybe more than you have in the past?
Well, probably we've seen the success a lot of teams have had with it, you know, and we had to defend it. We've always had it as part of what we're doing, but there were a lot of factors came together, you know, to move us in that direction. But every week's different. Every game plan's different. I would say a lot of what the Patriots have done over the years has been something that's positively influenced us in that direction.
Is it hard to introduce it when you haven't done it as much? Is it hard to, you know, get everybody on that same page and how quickly things have to work?
Well, I think every year it's always a process of building from the ground up. I think no matter if it's something you've been doing for years or if it's something that you're, you know, you're doing more of like we are with that, or if it's something that you introduced new, you know, every year is kind of it ends up being like a startup, and you've got to build everything from the foundation up.
Coach, do you feel that your team outplayed the Patriots in the AFC Championship last year?
No, I don't.
Why is that?
Because they won. You know, they won the game, did a nice job, and made the plays they had to make to win the game. And obviously, you know, that's compliments to them, and did a great job.
That goes back to the field goal question. You had a kicker step up for what most people would expect to be a makeable kick. Again, undue expectations on field goal kickers every time they step on the field?
Well, that's part of the game. I mean, like your question was, you know, about who outplaying somebody. You know, making a field goal is part of playing, you know, and catching a pass is part of playing, just like blocking and tackling and everything that goes into it. It's such a great game. There's so much involved on so many levels with so many different people that the cumulative effort is what ends up making the difference. And the team that wins the game is the team that deserves it.
Your brother's team is going to be playing the Patriots later in the season. You suspect you might be getting a call the week before that game from him?
I don't know. I had no idea they were playing. I really didn't.
Just, I'm curious how you think the AFC Championship game ties into this game at all, John. You know, we hear some players say, look, it's a whole new year, all different players. But then again, I think about it from your perspective, would it be that bad of a thing if some of your guys brought a little extra maybe focus to their preparation with that on their mind, I guess. I'm curious how you sort of view that.
I probably view it like their guys. You know, it's I don't think if I felt like they need, you know, I'd be disappointed if they needed extra motivation really for any game, and you know, especially against such a respected opponent as the Patriots.
I think that's great, John. We really appreciate the time. We'll see you down there.